In Northwest News on KPLU, upgrades to old infrastructure are often needed to help reduce the risk of flooding. That can lead to inconvenient road closures. But the payoff is good not just for humans. Replacing old culverts and pavement can also help endangered fish. More from KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Backhoes and bulldozers will be working at Lake Forest Park Town Center on State Route 522 for the next couple of months. The city is replumbing the culverts beneath this roadside mall. The main motivation for the work, at least initially, says city engineer Neil Jensen, was major flooding.
We're going from approximately 6 feet to 20 feet in width. All four of these culverts are 20 feet in width.
Jensen says the old ones had overflowed four times over the past two decades, ruining dozens of nearby homes. He says the root cause is recent development, filling in what were once farm fields or wetlands with more and more pavement, which makes runoff more intense.
And it tends to flow to the creeks and streams and rivers now much more rapidly, much more flashy, as they like to say. If you get the same volume of water, you get it in a more compressed amount of time, and that's what causes flooding.
He says the city took a leap of faith and started planning the culvert replacement project even before they knew how they would fully fund it. Then in 2013, an important decision came down from U.S. District Court, mandating that the state has to replace culverts that block migration of fish depended on by local tribes.
And the culvert here at 522 was determined to be only 33% passable by fish.
April McGrain is a biologist with the State Department of Transportation. She says older culverts weren't built with fish in mind.
They are not making it up to their spawning grounds, and we're hoping to remedy that here.
That's why you'll likely see more and more work on culverts statewide. WashDOT expects to replace an average of 30 to 40 per year from now till 2030. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.